On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, "The Devil Meant It for Bad, but God Meant It for Good." How did Joseph come to the point of knowing that the devil meant it for bad, but God meant it for good? Open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 50, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert bringing a series of messages out of the book of Genesis. So get close to your radio and turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 50 as we take a look in the book.
You heard the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 and walking on the water. That don't mean that you know God. The devil knows all those things. And he still thinks that he can overthrow God. But the creature can never do match with the creator. Oh, he don't know God. Yeah, he know a lot of things that happen in history, but the devil don't know God. But if you're going to beat the devil in life, then you got to know not only about God, but you got to know God. It ain't enough. It ain't enough to say, well, my mama and them went to church, and my dad and them went to church, and they took us to church every Sunday. Yeah, but do you know God? That's what I want to know. Do you know God? Joseph knew God. He had a personal relationship with God. Just like a husband knows his wife better than any other man. That's how Joseph knew God. He walked with God. Oh, yes, he did. He talked with God. He prayed to God. He had a relationship with God. You couldn't fool him because he knew God. He knew God. And see, when you know God, what good do that do? It brings an anchor into your soul. Yes, it does. Knowing God brings an anchor. See, you don't see Joseph flying off the handle because his brothers hating on him. Why? Because he had an anchor of his soul. He knew God. You don't see him flying off the handle because his master's wife lied on him. Why? Because he had an anchor. Even though his friend forgot about him, that's all right. He had an anchor. Listen. When you know God, regardless what storm come in your life, it won't fly you off course. You got an anchor. You don't fly off on people. Why? You got some hold in you. You got an anchor when the haters come out. You got an anchor when the liars come out. You got an anchor when the backstabbers come out. You got some hold in you. Douglas Miller was right when he says, even if the storms don't cease and the wind keep blowing in my life, my soul is anchored. Number two, not only did he knew God, he knew that God had was working a plan for the good. He knew that God was working a plan for the good. That's Romans 8:28. And we know that all things, not some things, all things work together for the good. Not for everybody. It's for those that love God. And for those that are called according to his purpose. When you have that kind of mentality, regardless what happened in life, you can say God is up to something. He's up to something. Now listen, look at that verse. Good now. It didn't say, and we know that all things are good. That ain't what it said. Don't get mad at God. See, if you think it's like that, you're going to get mad at God. That ain't what that verse said. Reread it again. It said, we know that all things work together for. It didn't say all things are good. Somebody hating on you, that ain't good. Somebody lying on you. Can I talk about the real world? That ain't good. You supposed to got that promotion and they passed over you? And you the one doing all the work. You made her look good. That ain't good. You do stuff. Nobody show no appreciation for it. That ain't good. Called everything but a child of God. That ain't good. But if you give it to God and let him throw it in the mix, it's just like a cook. It's just like a cook making a cake. When that cook is fixing that cake, you can't take just one ingredient and start feasting on that one ingredient. You ain't gonna enjoy that cake. If you're just trying to eat flour all day, you ain't gonna enjoy that. If you take that vanilla extract and just start drinking the vanilla, you ain't gonna enjoy that. You can even sweeten it up with the sugar and go get you a bowl of sugar. But even eating a bowl of sugar by itself. Old folks used to say, even too much of a good thing ain't good for you. Oh, but if you get out of the cook way, and let that cook have her way. She can take that flour and throw it in the bowl there. Yeah, she can put some butter there in the bowl there. Yeah, she can get her some water and put it in the bowl, or some milk and put it there in the bowl there. Put a little oil there in the bowl there. Put a little sugar there in the bowl there. And then start mixing it all together. And after she done got it mixed all together, she put it in a pan and then put it in the oven. Put it through some fire for a while. And when she pull it out, it's going to be good. In the same way, if you would just get out of God's way and just give God that hatred so he can throw that in the bowl. Give God those lies so he can throw that in the bowl. Give God that bitterness so he can throw that in the bowl. Give him that jealousy where he'll throw it in the bowl. Give him that backbiting where he can throw it in the bowl. And then those good things of life, throw that all in the bowl and get stand back now. Stand back and let him have his way and let him mix it up. Once he get it, mix it up, and then let him put it through the fire. When God takes it out, at the end of the day, it's gonna be good, ladies and gentlemen. He knew God. He knew God was working a plan for the good. But then he believed in the promises of God. Yeah. He believed in the promises of God. Look here in this text. Go back to chapter 50. Look what Joseph said in 24 and 25. Joseph said unto his brethren, I die. God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into the land which swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of his children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. He believed in the promises of God. Now, 24 and 25, these are two of the greatest verses in all the book of Genesis. You know why that is? It's because Joseph is believing here in a promise that was almost 400 years old. That's remarkable. He's believing in the promise that God made to Abraham. Then he made it again to Isaac. Then he made it again to Jacob. He's believing in a promise about 400 years old. That shows some faith, ladies and gentlemen. All the day we need people like Joseph, because most people don't think like that. You can promise somebody something and if they ain't got it by the end of the week, your name done went on the bad list. Sure enough, if you ain't gave it to them by the end of the month, they're already talking about you at that point. And then if you don't come through by the end of the year, they don't want to see you no more. But God is not like that. Look at this man. Joseph is believing in the same promise, even though he's about to die. Think about it. He finna die after done lived 110 years. But he didn't even get the fulfillment of the promise. But he's telling his children, hey, y'all need to believe in God and wait on God, because God is going, he's going to bless you. He's going to take you back to the promised land. If God brought you out, he's going to take you back in. He believing. Even though he finna die. How many of you know death do not erase the promises of God? Even though Abraham died, that didn't erase the promise of God. Even though Isaac died, that didn't erase the promise of God. Even though Jacob died, that didn't erase the promise of God. And now Joseph is finna die. But Joseph, no, even though I'm finna die, the promise of God still lives on. See, why is that? Because, see, God is not like man. See, God told Isaiah, my ways is not your ways. Neither are my thoughts like your thoughts. As the heaven is higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than man. He also told Peter, Peter said, one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is just like one day. See, you got to learn how to believe God, but you show you got faith in God by waiting on God. See, ask Abraham, in order for God to bless him with a child, Isaac, he had to wait 25 years. See, before God sent Moses, they had to wait 430 years. Before he sent a Joshua, they had to wait 80 years. Before he sent David, they had to wait 400 more years. before they sent Daniel, they had to wait 500 more years. And before he sent Jesus, they had to wait 4,000 years. You got to learn how to believe God and wait on God. And the way that you show you really got faith in God is you keep your butt in. You put your butt in it. Oh, I better hurry up and explain this here. Cause y'all mind done went somewhere where the sun don't even shine. That ain't what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about what you sat down on. I'm talking about the butt in the sinners. See, we often put a period where a butt goes in. Let me give you an example. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver him out of them all. The Bible says there is no temptation, but that is such as common unto man. But God is faithful with the temptation, make a way of escape that you can be able to bear it. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever happened in your life, make sure that you don't put a period, but put your butt in it. They ain't treating you right out at home, but God. They ain't treating you right on your job, but God. They ain't treating you right in church, but God. They ain't treating you right in the community, but God. See, man may mean it for bad, but but God, he meant it. Make sure you put your butt in. As I come to a close, a story one day was told about a little boy come from a poor family. Asked his mama, "Mama, what are we going to get for Christmas? What is I'm going to get for Christmas?" She said, "Baby, I don't think I'm going to be able to get you anything this year for Christmas." Said, "Your daddy done died, and I just don't see how I'm going to be able to pay Santa Claus to come by here and bring you anything. So I don't think I'm going to be able to get you nothing." He said, "Well, can I go downtown and just look in the stores downtown, look at some of these toys?" She said, "Well, make sure you don't go in. You can't go in because everybody in town know that we the poorest people in town, so they know you ain't got no money." She said, "But can I go downtown? I just want to look. It won't hurt to look, will it, Mama?" I said, "No, you can go ahead and look." Boy, I went downtown, and he was looking through the show glass. He would put his little face up there, and he would look. Then he'll go to the other glass and put his face up there, and he was looking. He'd go through the other glass and put his face up there, and he would look. Then he knew it was another store across the street, so he took off running across the street, and as he was going across the street, a car hit him, knocked him unconscious. Everybody gathered around. Somebody called for an ambulance, and while they was waiting on the ambulance, they was trying to figure out who little boy was this. They was asking, Who child is that? And one man said, "From just looking at him, don't look like he belonged to anybody. See, he look real poor, and not really well fed here. Ain't got no shoes, ain't got no underclothes, ain't really got nothing on. Ambulance came, took him on to the hospital. There was a reporter that heard about it, and he went up to the hospital, this news reporter, and he met his mom. Somebody called his mom, and so the mom was there in the room, and the little boy was in a coma. And she began to tell her story about how her husband had died and left her now as a single parent, and they barely is making ends meet. And the little boy went down town to look at the toys and stuff, because we had to use the wish book here for toilet paper. So we really don't have anything. And so the reporter wrote everything down, put it in the newspaper. And the word got out about this little boy. And everybody began to start sending donations in, start sending money after money, money after money, a lot of money. Then they began to send toys and just all kind of toys. They loaded up that room with toys, bicycles and choo-choo trains and racing cassettes and all kind of cars and airplanes and stuff. Just loaded up the room, and then he had all kind of clothes and stuff there in the room. One rich millionaire heard about it, and the rich millionaire said, listen, take him out of that room and put him in a nice private room, the best room that you got. Give him the VIP treatment and send me the bill. Well, a day or so, that little boy finally woke up. And when he woke up, he saw all them toys in that room. And he said, Mama, what's all this? He said, them some toys. So the little boy raised up in the bed, and he was trying to put his face. And she said, what you doing, son? I see you put your hand and you putting your face out. What you doing? He said, I'm looking for the glass. Where the glass at? And she said, there is no glass. He said, what do you mean, Mama? Are you saying there's nothing between me and all these presents? She said, that's exactly what I'm saying. There's nothing between you and all these presents. She said, them presents is for you. Them your presents. Folks heard about our situation, and they responded by sending money and gifts. And little boy said, oh, Mama, I guess we had to go through something to get something. And he laid back down. You know, church, the devil is on your trail. The last enemy is death. One day, all of us going to get ran down by death. And death going to knock us out. But if you know Jesus, you're going to wake up in the presence of Almighty God. Eyes ain't never seen, ears ain't never heard the things that God got in store for those that love Him. Oh, see, when death comes, just remember the devil meant it for bad. But God.
If you would like a copy of the message you have just heard in its entirety, would you please call the church at 972-257-3766. Again, that is 972-257-3766. Or visit our new website at alookinabook.com. Again, that is alookinabook.com. And come on and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at the exciting Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And until next time, let's take a look in the book.